Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements. A.
A man is typing on a keyboard.
B.
A man is pointing at a document.
C.
A man is drinking some water from a cup.
D.
A man is putting on his glasses.
Statement B.
A man is pointing at a document.
Is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer B and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
The man is sweeping the floor.
B.
The man is stacking some files.
C.
The man is turning on a computer.
D.
The man is facing a bookshelf.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A. A shopper is trying on a scarf. B. Some jewelry is being displayed. C. A sign is being posted near an entrance. D. Some cleaners are washing a store window. Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
The man is standing behind a display case.
B.
The man is serving beverages to customers.
C.
The man is holding a loaf of bread.
D.
The man is reaching for the shelf.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
One of the men is carrying a jacket over his shoulder.
B.
People are lining up outside a building entrance.
C.
Pedestrians are waiting at a traffic light.
D.
A woman is putting items into her handbag.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A. People are walking along a beach. B. Cars are parked in several rows. C. Some boats are passing under a bridge. D. Houses are lining both sides of a canal. Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
A lawnmower has been left beside a tree.
B.
A repair person is inspecting some equipment.
C.
Fences are being installed next to a building.
D.
Maintenance work is being done outdoors.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Have they fixed the photocopier?
A.
Almost 2 hours.
B.
More toner cartridges.
C.
I don't think so.
Number 8. When did you last take inventory of the office supplies? A.
It didn't take too long.
B.
Sure, I'd be glad to.
C.
A couple of days ago.
Number 9.
How do I get on subway line 7 from here?
A.
Walk straight and go down the stairs.
B.
I'm on the subway.
C.
An interesting lineup.
Number 10. Who should I contact to get an extra monitor? A.
Two more, please.
B.
It's high resolution.
C.
The tech department.
Number 11.
Didn't we recently submit a proposal for this?
A.
The board's approval.
B.
3 days of discussion.
C.
That was for another client.
Number 12.
Why did you exchange your new coat?
A.
It was too small.
B.
At Lincoln Department Store.
C.
Yesterday was quite warm.
Number 13. Where will the headquarters be relocated to? A.
It's an international moving company.
B.
Since the building's pretty old.
C.
We won't find out until next month.
Number 14.
I printed 6 copies of the proposal.
A. The printer next to your desk. B. I'd like some coffee, please. C. Sam's also coming to the meeting. Number 15.
How many new positions will be created at our company?
A.
They have to figure out the budget first.
B.
I think the interviews start at 11 a.m.
C.
The position is perfect for him.
Number 16. Why don't you register for the technology seminar with me? A.
The technician who started this week.
B.
I'm really busy this month.
C.
The lecture hall.
Number 17.
What caterer did you hire for the company event?
A.
An anniversary celebration.
B.
I'm still looking into it.
C.
Jeff will lead the training session.
Number 18.
Wasn't the reception area repainted over the weekend?
A.
They did use a very similar color.
B.
The front desk in the lobby.
C.
Maybe go see a movie.
Number 19. Where can I leave my instrument until the concert? A.
Right here in the cabinet.
B.
Yes, I'm leaving soon.
C.
It was a great performance.
Number 20.
Did you read the booklet about the new sculpture exhibit at the gallery?
A.
It was an online booking.
B.
Yes, and I've already bought tickets.
C.
The renovated museum.
Number 21. You interviewed someone for the office assistant position, right? A.
Actually, Tom did.
B.
Yes, we just remodeled it.
C.
I appreciate your assistance.
Number 22.
You can depart tonight or take the first train tomorrow morning.
A.
$50 per person.
B.
I'll probably need to stay overnight.
C.
The station has been undergone repairs.
Number 23.
What if we took these bookshelves out of the office?
A. I returned all the books. B. That would make more space. C. In the company library. Number 24.
Were you able to reach an agreement on the contract?
A.
We're getting together again next week.
B.
Please sign at the bottom.
C.
The corporate merger.
Number 25. How much is the newspaper subscription discount? A.
1 moment. I'll have to ask my supervisor.
B.
You can sign up online.
C.
I read the news every morning.
Number 26.
Who's supposed to be the chief editor of the new architecture magazine?
A.
We have one more candidate to interview.
B.
That was an interesting article.
C.
It has a nice texture.
Number 27. Why can't I download this document? A.
It's a website for online shoppers.
B.
I can print out a copy for you.
C.
A new software package.
Number 28.
What do you think about the new intern?
A.
Sure, thanks for the reminder.
B.
For about 6 months.
C.
I hope she can keep working with us.
Number 29.
Is there a staff kitchen where I can make some coffee?
A.
Would you like some sugar with that?
B.
They're currently renovating that area.
C.
The plates are in the sink.
Number 30.
The annual company picnic is on Saturday.
A. That's not what my manager said. B. Almost 50 people. C. I believe that she will. Number 31.
We need to hire experienced computer programmers to upgrade the database.
A.
No, I missed the training session.
B.
Maybe our current IT staff could do it.
C.
The files were sent by email.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. It's Kesha from Sunmore Landscaping. I wanted to confirm the date of your on-site consultation. This Wednesday afternoon is still okay with you, right?
Actually, it isn't. I just remembered I need to visit my dentist that afternoon. Is it possible to move the consultation to Thursday instead?
Let me check our system first. All right, we can come on Thursday at 5 p.m. How's that sound?
Perfect. Also, I recommend that you avoid Burley Lane when driving over to my home. The road has a lot of traffic at that time.
Number 32. Where does the woman probably work? Number 33. What would the man like to do? Number 34. What does the man make a recommendation about? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Hey, Valerie, did you get the work request I submitted yesterday afternoon for the main event hall? The sound system hasn't been working for over a week now.
Oh, thanks for the reminder. I'm still setting up the network for the R&D department's new office right now. I'll head straight up to the event hall once I'm finished here.
All right. Once you're done repairing the system, give me a call. I need to practice my speech in the hall today so that I'm prepared for the company awards ceremony this Friday. Number 35. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 36. What does the woman explain to the man? Number 37. Why does the man need to use the event hall today? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Tina. I wanted to talk to you about next Monday's workshop at 10 a.m. I actually have an important meeting with the representatives from Caligar Industries during that time.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. How long will your meeting run for?
Around 1 hour. We're going to discuss a new contract. Is it possible for you to move the workshop to the afternoon?
I'm afraid that'll be difficult because the other attendees aren't available after 1 p.m. How about if I just send you the materials covered in the workshop to your email? If you have any questions, you can just ask me.
Number 38. What is the problem? Number 39. What does the man ask about? Number 40. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. So the fashion show in Los Angeles is just a few weeks away. I still haven't decided if I should fly or take the train. What are you going to do?
I'll be taking a plane from San Francisco. It's not that expensive, and it'll take less than an hour to get to LA.
I see. Maybe I'll do that too. It's just been so hectic with the revisions I'm making to next month's issue of Apparel Craze magazine. I need to get it done before the show.
Well, I can go ahead and reserve a seat for you. The company is covering all of our travel expenses anyway. I'll forward you the confirmation email right afterward.
Number 41. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 42. According to the man, why has he been busy lately? Number 43. What does the woman offer to do for the man? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I want to grab a box of Delilah's chocolate cupcake mix. My mom told me I could get it at your grocery store. Can you tell me where I can find it?
Of course, it's actually right over here.
Thanks. But the thing is, this will be my first time making it.
No need to worry, the necessary details are on the back. Look right here.
Oh, I see. They seem pretty straightforward. Oh, and it's also on sale.
Yes, but that only applies to those with our loyalty club card. If you haven't signed up for one, you can follow me to the guest center to make one.
I don't have a club card yet, so let's do that.
Number 44. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 45. What does the woman mean when she says,
"This will be my first time making it"?
Number 46. Where will the speakers most likely go next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hey, Janelle, can you help me access the web on the computer in Laboratory C? I'm having trouble getting connected.
Sorry, Stuart, but I'm leaving for a seminar, so I don't really have the time. But I had no problems with the computer in the lecture hall, so...
I see. But I don't think I can book a new place at this point, and I've got a review session starting in 15 minutes.
Wait, didn't Laboratory C get a new laptop?
Ah, that's right. You should be able to connect to the wireless network on the laptop.
Where can I get the password for that?
You just have to ask the HR manager. He should be in his office right now.
Okay, thank you.
Number 47. What does the man need help doing? Number 48. Why does Janelle say,
I had no problems with the computer in the lecture hall?
Number 49. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Alaya, this is the new employee we hired last week. Her name is Lacey Poe. Lacey, I want to introduce you to Alaya Jones, one of our best editors.
Ah, Welcome to Worldwide Entertainment Weekly. You're the new graphic designer, right?
That's right. It's a pleasure to meet you, Aliyah.
Renovations are still being made to Lacey's office, so both of you will be using Aliyah's office until the work is completed this Friday. You know, Aliyah's been with the magazine for many years now. When did you first start here?
Today actually marks my 20th year.
Wow. Anyway, Lacey, feel free to ask Aliyah anything about the company.
Thank you so much.
Number 50. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 51. What does the man say the woman will do this week? Number 52. What does the man ask Aliyah? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Paula. This is Jerry Pack calling from Hobart Corporation. I'm happy to inform you that you were the most qualified of all the applicants for the job. So, if you're still interested, I want to offer you the position of construction supervisor.
I appreciate the call. I'm honored by your decision. But to be honest, I'm not sure about the amount of travel required. I was a bit surprised that I'd have to visit a different country every 2 to 3 weeks.
Sure. As a construction supervisor, you'd definitely be working overseas a lot. How about this then? We can negotiate a different pay scale from the one I initially offered. Would that make the situation more acceptable?
Number 53. What kind of position did the woman apply for? Number 54. Why is the woman unsure about accepting the job? Number 55. What part of the job is the man willing to discuss again? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Hello, Dr. Mayer. Do you remember our discussion regarding the online customer service? Well, after some research, I found a firm that can assist with health-related inquiries for our patients who need help outside our business hours.
That's good news, but is it expensive? We can't afford to exceed our annual budget.
Their fees are fairly low, and it's the kind of service we need. They have experienced nurses to address our patients' medical concerns through their online messaging system.
Okay, we should hold a meeting about this then. Please send an email with the complete details to all of our staff members.
Number 56. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 57. What does the woman ask about? Number 58. What does the woman instruct the man to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Giselle, did you get a chance to look over the questionnaires we distributed at the Myrtleville Food Festival?
Yeah, we received complaints from several vendors. They were not happy with where their booths were located.
That doesn't concern me so much. We do inform them in the information packet that they are not guaranteed their first choice.
But these vendors felt that since they submitted their applications early, they would get their preferred choice.
But our policy states that in the event that there are multiple requests for the same booth area, we give priority to the vendor who has participated in the festival the longest.
You're absolutely right. For next time, though, we should make sure that detail is stressed very clearly in the packet.
Number 59. According to the woman, what did some people complain about? Number 60. Why does the man say he is not concerned? Number 61. What does the woman suggest? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Hi, David. This is Gemma. I just wanted to let you know that I'll be late to the office. The bus I always take is not in service, so I'll have to get on the next available bus to Malden.
All right, thanks for the call. So is this going to affect your participation at this morning's product training session?
I think I'll be there for most of it, but I won't arrive until 10 o'clock at the earliest.
That should be fine. I'll let the other department members know that you'll be here later.
Thanks, David. I'd appreciate that.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. When will the woman's bus most likely depart? Number 63. What does the man ask the woman about? Number 64. What does the man offer to do? Go on to the next page. Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and computer window. Good morning, Allison. Are you going to the event hall for the company luncheon?
Yeah, I'm heading down soon. Actually, since you're here, can you give me a hand? I'm trying to view this file right here, but this window popped up.
Okay, let me take a look. It's showing several ways you can install the program required to view the file.
Ah, I see. Which option do you think is best?
Well, I went with the third option, but it took too long to install the program. I asked a few co-workers and most of them said that the first one was fastest and simplest way.
All right, thank you. Once I finish this up, I'll go to the luncheon.
Number 65. What does the woman say she is trying to do? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which option does the man recommend selecting? Number 67. Where will the speakers most likely go next? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Hello, I'm here to install an air conditioner in Miss Kimberly Cormack's office.
Ah, okay. You're from Zach Cooling, right?
Yes. Where should I go?
Just walk through here. It'll be the first door right next to the entrance, across from the staff lounge.
Got it. Oh, also, do you mind if I charge my phone here? My battery died while I was driving over here and I need to make a call later.
No problem. Just make sure to pick it up on your way out.
Number 68. Why has the man come to the building? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which room will the man most likely go to? Number 70. What does the man ask to do? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Hello and welcome to Healthy Living, a weekly show dedicated to introducing viewers to the best ways to look and feel great naturally. In today's episode, we'll meet up with Dr. Andre Murray, a medical expert at South Shore Dermatology Clinic, who is very knowledgeable about all natural skincare. We're excited to find out more about his recent study on the benefits of simple cooking ingredients, such as vanilla. Did you know that vanilla is helpful in reducing skin infections? Dr. Murray will explain why that is and lots more. However, before he comes out, we're going to pause for a message from our sponsors.
Number 71. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 72. What is Dr. Murray's specialty? Number 73. What is a benefit of the product mentioned? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, Karen. It's Marty from the Facilities Management Office of Fairhill Tower. I got your message about your internet router having problems, so I've asked for a technician to come by your office tomorrow at 7 a.m. to fix it. As no one is usually at your workplace at that time, can you drop by our office before leaving today? You'll have to sign a form that gives us permission to let the technician enter your office and access your computers while you're out. Number 74. Who most likely is the man? Number 75. What is the man calling about? Number 76. Why is the woman asked to drop by an office? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Good afternoon. This is Dayan from Turlington Rentals. I just received some news from our maintenance centre about the car you wanted to rent from us. It appears that some parts will need to be replaced, so that model won't be available anytime soon. I checked our database and found several other models that may interest you, but they are slightly larger and more expensive. What if I email you a list outlining the costs of each model and you can review it and let me know your decision? I apologize for the inconvenience.
Number 77. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 78. What problem does the speaker report? Number 79. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hello, everyone. You've probably already heard that I'll be leaving the laboratory in June, but I'm happy to announce that we were able to find a replacement. Today, I'd like to introduce your new head researcher, Henrietta Walton. Henrietta was previously employed at the Telco Institute for nearly a decade, where she was recognized for her breakthrough research on animal genetics. Her study revealed reasons behind why some animals suffer from certain illnesses, and it was published in several reputable science journals. Henrietta will be working closely with me this month to get familiar with our processes here before she officially takes over in June. Let's all give Henrietta a big round of applause.
Number 80. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 81. What is Ms. Walton known for? Number 82. What will Ms. Walton do this month? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following news report. Next, in local news, Jackson County's annual ice cream festival is taking place this weekend at shops and restaurants across the county. This festival brings in large crowds every year. There's a lot to see, so make sure to pick up a brochure for a full list of activities and locations. The most anticipated event during the festival will be held at Black Sea Eatery, where world-renowned chef Mehmet Bulut will demonstrate traditional Turkish ice cream making techniques and serve several unique flavors from 1 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Don't delay. Management expects an even larger turnout this year, and Black Sea Eatery doesn't accept reservations. Number 83. According to the speaker, what information can listeners find in a brochure? Number 84. Why is the event at Black Sea Eatery expected to be so popular? Number 85. Why does the speaker say Black Sea Eatery doesn't accept reservations? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Welcome to our monthly meeting. The big news today is that we finally completed the design of our new solar power plant. I'm really impressed with everybody's work on this, especially that of the engineering team. Not many people could have come up with such a creative idea. We'd like to share this with the public, so we're going to give a presentation about it at the Electrical Generation Industry Show this September. If you are interested in going to the convention, be sure to fill out an application form and submit it to your supervisor.
Number 86. What does the speaker say?
Not many people could have come up with such a creative idea.
Number 87. What will the company do in September? Number 88. What does the speaker instruct the listeners to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Good evening. I'm glad you could join us tonight to preview my television documentary series, The World Dances On. I'm sorry for the delay earlier, but the speakers weren't working, so we replaced them. Now, before we watch the first episode, I want to give you some background information. A few years ago, I was in the Dominican Republic on business, and I became fascinated with the role that music and dance played in the culture. In this TV series, people from all over the world show how cultural identities are formed through dance. As this is the first episode, it is 90 minutes long, but we'll have a Q&A session once it's done.
Number 89. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 90. What caused a delay? Number 91. What does the speaker say?
We'll have a Q&A session once it's done.
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hello, everyone. First of all, congratulations on the ad campaign for our Dare Trek mountain bike. There has already been a significant increase in the bike's sales since the TV commercials started running last week. Now, I want to start running similar campaigns for our other products. According to our latest questionnaire, customers clearly like the scenes with famous athletes riding our bikes in the commercial. So let's stick to a similar theme as we expand the campaign to our other products. We'll meet again a week from today, so please come prepared to exchange some good ideas on this.
Number 92. Who is the speaker congratulating? Number 93. What does the speaker say customers like about the commercial? Number 94. What will the listeners probably do next week? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and calendar.
Good morning, Mr. Nunez. This is Roberta, the office coordinator. This call is regarding your availability for a radio interview with KRFA's Business Now show. I believe it should be set up for the day after your conference in Moscow, so that you have one day free before and after Wednesday's board meeting. The radio producer sent along the questions they plan to ask. I will send them via email within an hour. Although I know that you are hoping to stop over in London, we need to get you on a nonstop flight right after you finish in Moscow. I apologize for the long flight, but that's the only way to make this schedule work.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. On which day will the speaker want to schedule the interview? Number 96. What will the speaker send to Mr. Nunez? Number 97. What does the speaker apologize for? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and windows. Hello, I'm the Ternacasa Academy's Student Cafeteria Supervisor. I hope you've liked today's new student tour of the facility so far. We prepare over 600 fresh and nutritious meals daily. We also do our best to clean up in an environmentally friendly way. Over here, we ask that students clear their trays into these four labeled windows. To give back to the farms, we collect food waste to compost. So please make sure that you put nothing but leftover food in that window. Number 98. What does the speaker manage? Number 99. Where most likely are the listeners? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which window does the speaker ask the listeners to take care with? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book.